Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Shay Flynn of the Memphis City Council and Kemp Conrad, also of the Memphis City Council. As we talk about schools, we talk about early childhood education, we talk about the impact on the budget, the legacy of the city schools being funded, not funded, and now not funded without a lawsuit. You've proposed a sales tax increase. Tell us your proposal. Tell us what you want to do with that money and how you want to change things, Councilman.
The sales tax, we proposed it, the council proposed it back in August. It was then supplanted by the county commission, and they had some ideas for it. And looking at some of their ideas, they weren't all bad, and some of them were very good. The problem was there were so many moving pieces at that time with school board. One hand was going to raise the money, and the other hand was going to spend the money. And that led to some confusion. What we've done is if a municipal-only sales tax passes in Memphis, it raised right now about $47 million. So we're taking $27 million of that and putting it in a trust to be administered by a early childhood commission that will be appointed by the mayor, approved by the council. That's to give people certainty that this is where this money's going to go. Now, for the first year or so, it would only take about $23 million. But the problem is the race for the top money is going to run out in 2014. We know this. And that includes about 30 of the current pre-kindergarten classes. And then the question becomes, what do you do with the other $20 million? And again, I think that the important thing is this is a referendum. The people are going to vote on it. You have to give them as much information as you possibly can. So what we're saying is that $20 million will divert the revenue stream that is currently on the property tax and put it on the sales tax. People from outside our community pay it. Our rate will be average for the state. Where the problem exists is our property tax rate is so out of whack.
And roughly what the rate right now is around 311, and you're proposing to bring it down to?
We're proposing to reduce it by 20 cents. Okay. Councilman Conrad has got a lot of ideas for reform on the city government. Those ideas would still be necessary with this plan. We've ridden the property tax way beyond the horse being dead. We're completely out of whack with the rest of them. So we need to supplant some of those funds with the sales tax money, and it provides certainty to the voters on how the money's going to be used.
Your thoughts on this?
Well, I got a lot of thoughts. First of all, I commend Councilman Flynn and Strickland for bringing ideas to the table. There are too many people in government today that complain and talk but don't bring solutions to the table. 40% of the children in this city live below poverty. 85% of those live in single-family homes. If we're ever going to be a great city, we've got to be a great city for children and families. I'd probably be more open to support this if the full $47 million went to early childhood. And not just for fourth graders. You know, most affluent people in this city send their kids at 3 years old, even earlier, to pre-K and JK and senior K, three levels of kindergarten. They start to learn Mandarin and Spanish and play music. And we should provide that opportunity for all kids. And it's not just about pre-K. We need to start, I think, trying to come up with ways to provide home visitation, to help the children that are born into this tough environment, to help those parents be better parents. One of the things I'd like to fund that with is monetizing city assets. I like the idea of a trust fund. Look at our infant mortality rate when people got involved. You know, we are moving the needle on that. If we could do the same around children and family well-being, we could have a great city.
We're lowering the property tax rate, but it's not through cutting government or one-time money or anything like that. We're taking one recurring revenue stream and replacing it with another recurring revenue stream, because the reason that the city has a lot of the financial troubles is we're losing population. We're losing population for three reasons: crime, education, and property taxes.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.